Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, June 10th, 2021. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. President Biden traveling in Europe, Vice President Harris returning from Central America. Gun violence in New York City hits a record high. Far-left Democrats want Congress to implement a universal basic income. Iowa bans critical race theory in public schools. Also ahead, why is Joe Biden really in Europe? But first, the president arriving in the UK for his first foreign visit as commander-in-chief. Mr. Biden will meet with allies Queen Elizabeth and Vladimir Putin before returning to the USA next week. The G7 conference will be the first global summit since the pandemic began. More on the president's European jaunt in my message of the day. The vice president, back in the USA after meeting with leaders in Guatemala and Mexico, offering millions in aid to stop the flow of migrants. Ms. Harris facing a backlash from progressive Democrats like Ocasio-Cortez. And she's telling potential illegal immigrants, quote, do not come to the United States. Crime spiraling out of control in the Big Apple. The NYPD confirming at least 400 shootings in the city since March 1st. That includes 150 in May alone, the highest number on record ever for a single month. Mayor de Blasio has no solution because he is the most incompetent mayor in New York City history. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar demanding Congress implement a pilot program to give Americans a universal income. The proposal would hand out direct deposits of $500 a month to explore the impact on poor communities. Critics believe the bill would simply incentivize people not to work, which is happening right now because of the COVID stimulus checks. Iowa Governor Reynolds signing a new piece of legislation that bans the teaching of critical race theory in Iowa public schools. Said the Republican, quote, critical race theory is about labels and stereotypes, not education. It teaches kids that we should judge others based on race, gender, or sexual identity, rather than on the content of someone's character. Kudos to Governor Reynolds. In a moment, will President Biden accomplish anything at the big meetings in Europe? Right back with that. Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. President Biden's first foreign trip, 8 days, lots of stuff going on. Today, Mr. Biden meets with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson in London. Courtesy call. Old Boris has no international power or even influence. Then, on June 11th, tomorrow, and the next day, the 12th, the president will attend the G7 summit in Cornwall, England. Very nice town on the bay there. And I guess the G summit people will talk about the economy somewhere. What? I'm not sure what they'll talk about. Remember, it used to be the G8, but they kicked Putin out because Russia is so obnoxious and causing so much trouble. So Putin got the boot, and it's now G7. So there's nothing wrong with having these meetings, but they all bloviate, and I don't know what's accomplished there, and if anything is, I will report it accurately. Then on June 13th, Mr. Biden and the First Lady will meet with Queen Elizabeth at Windsor Castle outside of London. Another photo op, although the Queen can get kind of feisty, but I don't expect any kind of negativity. Actually, the Queen liked Donald Trump. It was an interesting dynamic there. And the reason she did was that Donald Trump's mother was a huge fan of the royal family because she was born in Scotland. And people don't know this, but that was the basis of President Trump and Queen Elizabeth's rapport. But this is fine. I mean, as long as Prince Harry and Meghan Markle don't crash it, I don't think they will. That's not a problem with the President of the United States meeting with the Queen. It's fine. I mean, this is called diplomacy. By the way, there is no American ambassador in England yet. He hasn't been appointed. That's a big job, he or she. I think it might be a she this time around. Okay, so after England, then President Biden goes to Brussels, Belgium, one of the most boring cities in Europe, to meet with the NATO allies. So you may remember that the NATO chiefs did not like President Trump because Trump demanded that NATO countries pay what they agreed to pay for the military alliance. And countries like Germany weren't paying up, and Trump embarrassed them. So they didn't like Trump. They're going to love Biden because Biden is not going to insist that NATO pay what they said they would pay. He's simply not going to do that. All right. Then after NATO, he meets with the European Union. Again, I have no idea what that's going to be about. I'd probably fall asleep. But then the last day, Biden meets with Putin in Geneva, Switzerland. First of all, great town. Geneva is a great town. Now, Putin, he's not going to cause a scene, but Putin is a cold-blooded killer, as I told Donald Trump in my last formal interview with him. Putin's a bad man. But that one I'll pay attention to. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve that message by actually writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com and check out my new book, Killing the Mob, number one. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. On this day in 1935, a man named Bill Wilson, stockbroker from New York, was on a business trip in Akron, Ohio. The man had been battling alcohol addiction for years. Feeling the temptation to drink on the road, Wilson used a phone book to find a local church. That ultimately led him to Dr. Bob Smith, a former alcoholic. They developed an approach to treating alcohol abuse that would rely on help from fellow addicts. The organization would become Alcoholics Anonymous, one of the most successful public health initiatives in U.S. history. Despite major problems with substance abuse, alcohol remains one of the biggest industries in the USA, generating more than $250 billion last year alone. About 65% of adults consider themselves regular alcohol drinkers, averaging about 5 beverages a week. The typical American consumes 2 gallons of hard liquor every year, but the actual number varies by age, younger Americans enjoying cocktails more than their parents. The most popular spirits last year, vodka and bourbon. All the booze has major consequences on the health of this nation. Economists say alcohol abuse causes $250 billion in lost productivity, incarceration, premature death, hospitalization, rehabilitation. The U.S. Department of Labor reports 50% of all on-the-job accidents are alcohol-related. But it's not entirely bad news. Doctors say drinking a glass of wine every 3 days or so can lower blood pressure, reduce brain damage following a stroke, and provide a good source of antioxidants. But you can get those elsewhere. Teen drinking is on the decline. That's good news as well. 15% of high school seniors say they've been drunk in the last month. That number was 25% a decade ago. But the reason for that is pot. While teens may be drinking less, the percentage of young people consuming marijuana on a daily basis is way up. And that, combined with alcohol, will make the younger generation very unsteady. Back after this.
Attention. If you owe the IRS, this is an important announcement. COVID relief is over and the IRS is ramping up like never before, sending out millions of collection letters to start 2024. Do you owe $10,000 or more or have unfiled returns? Now is the time to act. The IRS can garnish your wages, seize your property, and they can even take your home or your business. Don't let the IRS take advantage of you. It's time to call Tax Network USA. Their team of experienced tax lawyers has already saved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. They know how to negotiate with the IRS and can help you too. Visit TNUSA.com or call 1-800-245-6000. Again, that's 1-800-245-6000. Don't wait until it's too late. Take control of your tax situation today with Tax Network USA. 1-800-245-6000. Call now.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.